Keep them on time.
You are no longer muted.
Guys, I'm gonna have to get on these calls.
How many are online? Six. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Monday, the 22nd of 2020, and this is a continuation of the emergency management meeting. May I have a motion to begin?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Couple things going on this afternoon. Evidently, we had power out. I think the power has been restored at least to some of the areas of the town. And I know that we have fire and police, I believe, engaged with the traffic accident down at the stoplight. So let's go right into Arlen. Anything?
No updates. Hey, Andrew.
Okay. Nikki?
No updates for Rhett tonight.
Okay. Any changes for tomorrow?
Not yet.
Running the same processes?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Mandy?
No updates.
Okay. Jimmy, are you on?
He is not. He will not make this call.
Okay.
They were doing generators and other stuff.
Okay. Well, that's another department head off doing work on generators because of the outage. Okay. With that, we will move into the regular part of the meeting. I would want to say that there's been some increases in the number of cases. You can go to ncdhhs.gov. And you can look at it, cases by zip code. Curry Beach has one case. Carolina Beach is 14, up from 10 last week. And Monkey Junction, I don't know last week's number, but they are up to 64. So I want to encourage those on the phone to be responsible with the wearing, washing, and distance. With that, anything from emergency manager?
Yes, yeah, so just if anyone saw the governor or the governor's presentation, which was really his health inspector or whatever she is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Health official for the state, all the measures are going in the wrong direction right now. Local hospitals the same way, so they have not tripped over any of their triggers yet, but they have three that are right on the edge. And then the rest are still in the green. So not surprising from walking out and looking how people are acting on the beach and what they're doing with masks and stuff. So people are doing people. There you go. So far, we're still green and everything right now.
Okay, so we have some increases going on. There was some discussion. I had an inquiry today about if we would be requiring masks in the town. Certainly the store owners or the restaurant owners have the ability to request whatever they wish, and that would be their purview. However, for the town's perspective, we could talk about that, gentlemen, but I believe that we have no jail. We have no way to enforce that type of an order, and I'm not sure, what would you arrest somebody? Give them a ticket and then let them walk away without a mask anyway. It's just it's personal hygiene, personal responsibility. Any comments on that, gentlemen?
Well, you know, as citizens, we all should wear a mask when we go into a grocery store, Lowe's, anywhere we go. We should use common sense in that matter. As you all know, you go in a grocery store now, the ones wearing masks are in the minority. So as citizens, we don't need to wear masks when we're in a group where we can't social distance. And it makes a lot of sense to do it that way before somebody has to tell us what to do. My point.
Any other, do you have anything to add, David?
No, sir. I mean, I agree with Al.
Anyone else? Police Chief, you're back. Can we ask you if you had any stuff going on this weekend?
Fire Chief.
Fire Chief, I'm sorry.
Apologize for being late. We had a traffic incident down there at the stoplight. Weekend was pretty casual. The beach was packed, but it was a nice weekend too. So they had no real incidents. They had a couple of rescues, but nothing COVID related. The same goes on the fire department side as well.
Could you tell if power is back on out there?
It's not.
It's not? Okay.
Yeah, our generator's still going. It's set to run for 5 minutes after, or 10 minutes after power cuts back on. So unless it's come back in the last 10 minutes.
Did you say someone would report?
My power's on at my house, but...
It wasn't on before, was it? It was off.
It was off. In this
back if yours is on, this was off the island. It was a transmission line, so it wasn't... anything inside of Curie Beach, that's why I was wondering. See, it should have been all or nothing.
In talking to John Elliott, he has reported it was a transmission line. They have crews on site. He's just told me that Curie Beach should be up and running. Just texted me. So I know I have power.
Yeah, I have power.
And you have power too, Alan. So if we have power, I assume the island has power. And you're right, it'll take a while for the generators to spin down.
Well, we just need, if anyone on the call doesn't have power, that means that a secondary could have dropped out one of the line fuses. So you need to call it in and report it. That's why I was interested, right? I was trying to text people just to see, so.
Did you happen to be down at the accident?
I did. It was minor.
Minor accident?
It was a lot more heavy than the actual incident was.
Okay. So no.
Just a fender bender.
No injuries?
No injuries.
Okay, good. Any other questions for the chief?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any comments from the other commissioners? If not, we'll open for questions. How many people are on, Mandy?
We are at 19.
19? Okay.
Must be on Verizon.
Yep. So we are open for questions, folks. Name and address. Well, when would you like to gather again? Next Monday?
Monday? I don't think the governor's anything.
The governor's on the 25th, which is Thursday. We could meet Friday if it's necessary.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Did any of the commissioners watch the full thing? I didn't get to watch the full thing. Did she telegraph anything she was recommending to the governor? I know the chief was watching.
They discussed masks. They didn't give any hard answers. She stated that the governor would clear all those questions up, but
on Thursday.
Yes, Thursday, or sometime between now and then. She didn't have a set date of time.
So you think Friday then? So if he does something, we can respond.
Yeah, I think we'd better off.
Otherwise, we'll be doing the 6 hour, 8 hour thing, right? So we can make. I can't get here until 5 o'clock because I have a doctor's appointment, but...
On Friday?
Yeah.
Well, that's when he should be telling us, so what are your thoughts about Friday at 5 o'clock? Staff can certainly call in.
Except for the one person that helped us take...
Except for the one person that has to take the notes, right.
Make a motion we continue this meeting to Friday at 5 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, there are no questions. I recommend we extend the meeting.
The meeting has been lost.